We didn't think if he was going to play, it was going to be pretty minimal. And he ended up carrying it 22 times. It wasn't a big stat line game for Braylon today, but it was a big emotional lift that you brought to your football team. And he deserves a lot of credit for coming out here and toughening it out on when he's not 100%. Tanner Mordecai, same thing. He's out here competing. That's what this is about. You have to be willing to compete and lay it out on the line, even when things look bleak. And this team tonight, it looked as bleak as it's been around here for a long time. And the guys continue to just chip away. And I think this is going to be, from Luke Fickell's mindset, I'm guessing this is going to be a really meaningful win for him, because I bet he was probably feeling the same way a lot of us were in the middle of that second quarter.
No doubt. And with this win, it is win number six. So this will be 22.
Bowlen.
Bowl eligible for the 22nd consecutive season. Now, clearly, this is a program with much higher aspirations than being bowl eligible. But I've always thought, Tausch, even from my vantage point outside looking in, you don't want to be that guy on that team that failed to get the minimum six wins. So credit to them for getting to that mark here tonight.
For sure. And there's all those positive things that come with, if you talk to the coaches and everything else, you get all the prep and you get more practicing and you get to go and enjoy an experience somewhere, hopefully really nice for us, because we're selfish too.
Of course.
But you just look at this and you say, you're right. You don't want to be the team if you have a home winning streak. Oh, that was that year's team. You don't want to be 21 years. Oh, but then that 2023 team, they fizzled down the end of the season, didn't make it. That's why tradition and history matter, because you have a standard that you're going to set. Now you want to take it to the next level, and that's the next step. But for this, the way this season was starting to reel, this is a big win tonight to kind of, A, send the seniors off, but B, just get some positive juice back, because this program, they've been taking a lot of shrapnel the last month, and you need to kind of flip the script, and I think the second half did that tonight.
Badgers win it in overtime, 24-17. Our post-game coverage continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
One of the best things about the holidays is the food. Giving it, getting it, and best of all, eating it. That's what makes using your gift boxes such a great idea. Easy to buy, easy to send, fun to receive, and delicious to eat. Now, with all the time you've saved shopping, how about getting something to eat yourself? Like a Schachmeister cheddar brat featuring Usinger sausage, of course. Or a Bratburger, a hamburger with a flat-topped Usinger jalapeno cheddar brat. Shake Shack, check them out. Downtown and their new store in Brookfield.
Badger football is on the air.
And the Badgers defense puts a touchdown on the board.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Need help with your garden projects? Looking for quality tools at a low price? Or looking to get started on painting a shed? Ace Hardware in Balsam Lake has the tools, supplies, and professionals to help you get it done. Located at 907 Frontage Road, Balsam Lake, stop in and take a look at the special offers and sales that are going on right now. Or learn more at www.acehardware.com. That's acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, the place with the helpful hardware folks.
At Amory Slumberland, come and check out our fall sale with products being up to 50% off in-store and online. See our selection of mirrors, recliners, sofas, dining room chairs, and more. Make sure to check out the Sealy Spruce mattresses starting as low as $179. Learn more about our fall sales event and our clearance section at slumberland.com, or call Amory Slumberland Furniture at 715-268-8149. That's 715-268-8149. Amory Slumberland Furniture, your one-stop shop for all furniture needs.
Amory Discount Liquor has the best selection of all alcoholic beverages, all for a great low price. Save now on new Glarus products, Bud Light, Miller Light, Busch Light, and more. If beer isn't your choice, don't worry. Shop their selection of whiskeys, rums, wines, seltzers, and other options. And while you're shopping, check out their new selection of Lipton Hard Iced Tea and Hard Mountain Dew. Amory Discount Liquor, located on the south side of Amory at 1020 River Place Mall, open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin in overtime gets past Nebraska 24-17. Badgers at the first possession of overtime at a 4th-and-1 at the Huskers' 5-yard line. Braylon Allen pushed his way down to the 3. And then you need the offense to finish the drive and the defense to do its job, and that is exactly what happened. First and goal at the 3. Allen stays in there to the right of the quarterback. Mordecai gives it to Allen up the middle. Braylon pushing to the 2, to the 1, to the end zone. Touchdown, Braylon Allen. Oh, a grown man push from Braylon Allen and the big boys on the offensive line. 23-17, Wisconsin in overtime. They are on their feet at Camp Randall Stadium. Overtime on senior night, 24-17, Wisconsin. The Huskers with a 4th-and-16 at the Badgers' 31-yard line, and here we go. Kemp wide right, 2 receivers wide left. As Chubba Purdy surveys, takes the snap, Badgers send 3. Purdy throws over the middle, picked off by Wisconsin, Preston Sackman, and the Badgers win it. Wisconsin in this game had 156 rushing yards. And again, Nebraska, Tausch, only allowed not quite 80 per game on the ground. I mean, it was a grinder. If you'd have told me they'd have 156 rushing, I might have looked at you a little funny, but they just kept pounding. And as you mentioned, Braylon Allen, it's going to show 2.8 yards a carry. Who cares? Having him out there getting the hardest of yards, 22 for 62, and then that work from the 5-yard line in, that was grown man stuff.
It was, and he finished the game. And, you know, when overtime started, I said it's not about plays, it's about players. And you put the ball in your players' hands that you want it. And Braylon Allen got those last two touches, the critical fourth down, and then obviously that touchdown run. But I think looking at it tonight, yeah, 62 yards. He's ended up with 2 touchdowns. Just the heart that he showed to be out there. Obviously, he's not 100%. But to gut it out against a really good run defense. And then Mordecai also, his feet and those draw plays, the offense was sputtering a little bit. He ends up with 9 carries for 51 to get you to that 156. And, yeah, you're right. I did not think that was going to be the formula tonight. But give the Wisconsin staff credit for kind of sticking with it, even when it wasn't always pretty. And the players delivered the goods at the end of the game to find a way to snap this losing streak, to get bowl eligible, and to have one of the best comebacks when things seemed like there was no chance to happen. The fellas on the field found a way to dig deep and get it done.
And credit to them. 156 rushing, 160 passing. Tanner Mordecai, 18 of 28 for 160 and a touchdown. Time for tonight's Red Zone recap from Case IH, where our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on. Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/badgers. For the record, 2 for 2 tonight for Wisconsin.
in the KSIH red zone. They even counted it overtime. Get it inside the
20. Nice.
That's a red zone push?
It's the exact same as the normal game.
See, if this would have gone into a second overtime, then you have to go for two.
If you
go to a third overtime, it's your personal favorite. If they line it up as two-point conversions. And then I'm with you. That's a little silly.
What I do like, and I know we always argue about this, but what I do like is you put your guys in position and, you know, both teams get the football, which I know is the big sticking point, but you still have to make stops. You still have to go make plays. Wisconsin was able to do that. Nebraska wasn't, and that's why we are sitting here feeling a heck of a lot better about this football team than we did 3-4 hours ago.
No doubt. 24-17, Wisconsin in overtime defeats Nebraska. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Our post-game report is brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger football from Learfield.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show as the Badgers defeat Nebraska in overtime tonight, 24-17. We'll send it down outside the locker room. Mike Keller with a chat with head coach Luke Fickell.
Coach, let me just take it to the end, and I want to rebuild it a little bit. This feeling, you know, winning is great for the soul. This feeling is so much different than the conversations we've had in recent weeks.
It is, and that's what I told him. A lot of people talk about different things after the game. Bull, da da da. I said, no, this is much bigger than that. It's where we've been the last couple weeks and what we've been kind of going through, trying to figure things out and try to continue to push. And then the way we started, the way these guys ended up finishing, again, they showed me something that I don't know I knew we really had or hadn't shown. I know we pulled one off against Illinois, but like, this was deeper than that. And I don't think I've been prouder in a really long time.
Luke, they showed you that after a start that you didn't want. You know, they go the length of the field on the first two drives, two plays plus 50 yards on their scoring plays. But you answered. The fourth downs are a big part of this game, and you got a fourth down stop defensively that I think swung the game.
It did. It created some momentum and energy, and that's what we had to have, and that's what we thought we had to have to start the game with. I said, we got to start out fast, at least just put ourselves in a good situation, and we did the exact opposite. So we made ourselves have to really check something that we haven't had, I think, in quite a while. The other thing I would say is no matter what you look at, we made plays in the game, whether it was third down catches, whether it was runs by Tanner, whether it was plays, you know, third down on the defense. I mean, the game is about making plays. And for the first time in a while, I thought we were making plays out there on both sides of the ball.
Coach, I'll take you to overtime because that's when you're really making plays. That first third and nine on the throw to Vinny Anthony, and then you get another third and 10 run from Tanner that set things up. So he was the centerpiece on those third down pickups.
Leaders are leaders, and great players are great players. And we've got one in Tanner Mordecai, and he's had a tougher time with some injuries and a lot of other things, but he is a competitor, he is a fighter, and he is the leader of this group.
Was there a decision to be made when it was fourth and one in overtime? Because it's really the game.
Yeah, there's a big decision to be made, but we got to win, and we got to do everything we can to win. We hadn't been really good on the short yardage ones earlier in the game, but I just felt like we were in a position where we can't just settle. If we're going to win this thing, we got to go get it.
Let me finish with how we started a week ago. I asked you how challenging that moment was, and you said it's the most challenging you've faced. Seven nights later, this is a different feeling. It's not done. The challenge is in front of you still. But this is a huge difference from what we talked about a week ago.
It's a huge difference in feeling, but it doesn't change the fact that this has been one of the most challenging stretches, I think, that I've had in my professional career. Not just because, you know, you've lost a few games, but just the way that we've played and where we've kind of been, the ups and the downs, and every little thing that could, you know, possibly go one direction has gone in some ways that direction. And it's just been hard. It's been hard for emotionally. It's been hard, you know, mentally. And you come in every single day pushing. And, I couldn't do it without these guys because they have had a great attitude through all of this, and it showed tonight.
Enjoy the win, Coach. Thank you. Back to you.
All right, gentlemen, thank you very much. And I think, you know, as you know, we've talked with Luke, we've heard him throughout the week. Part of what makes this the biggest challenge for him is that we talk about outside expectations and, you know, what we were thinking and fans. He knows the bar here is higher than the bar he at Cincinnati when he walked in his first year there. And I think that's what's made this such a big challenge.
Yeah, I just think it eats at him. He puts a lot in like everybody else does. But, yeah, you're right. He has huge expectations for where he wants to take this program. And when you kind of fall short of some of that, it consumes you. So you fight through, and just like you're asking your team to continue to fight, you have to continue to dig deep and figure out ways to try to find a way to win games. And until you do it, it really is difficult. So days like today, and I thought that this was going to be really meaningful because you could see and kind of feel it all week that this has been really tough. And when you fall behind and you play like Wisconsin did in that first, really, you know, not half, but first, I don't know,
first 22, quarter for sure, yeah.
22, 23 minutes of football, you really start wondering, where is this thing going? And you find out that, hey, there's a lot of good things that we can build off of. Maybe you didn't know that coming in. And when you can get that and you see it, it's pretty meaningful for a coach.
So next Saturday for the keys to the game, let's just start slowly. See how that
yeah,
works.
The start fast and create yeah. turnovers early. It hadn't yeah. worked all year. So we're done asking. And like last week when I was begging, please get off the field on third down. I didn't do that tonight. And eventually, you know, we joke, but the resolve and the resiliency of these kids tonight. And again, you have to keep reminding yourselves, this isn't a 30-year-old professional. This isn't, you know, these are still young players that are trying to figure things out. They found out a lot about themselves tonight.
24-17, Wisconsin takes down Nebraska in overtime. We'll have more in our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on, enjoymtpleasant.org.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amory uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
24-17, Wisconsin defeats Nebraska in overtime tonight. A couple of shout-outs I was told before I walked into the building here today. Dave Kelleher, a legendary figure in sports in the Madison area. He's been working these football games at one point with the Chain Gang and kind of liaison now and really just keeps everything organized. 50 years he has been doing that, so a shout out to the great Dave Kelleher, one of the really good guys, and you've lived in this town any length of time, you know who he is, you know what he means, so congratulations to Dave, the big 5-0, 50 years working these games at Camp Randall.
What a run. Yeah, I got a shout out too. My boy Clussy up at his deer camp up in Armstrong Creek, his boy Jerry got himself a four-pointer, and I always remember when I first started doing this, the deer hunter, a couple of my buddies at Deer Hunt say, make sure you shout us out. You know there's a ton of deer hunters out listening to you guys on the radio, and I'm glad they were listening. Hopefully they didn't listen to the first quarter and a half and just listened to the last two and a half to enjoy it. But congratulations to the Clus crew.
There you go. Shout out to the Clus crew. That continued success to all in the, as we the deer hunting season opens up.
And you know what? Great crowd tonight. I think a lot of us were kind of, oh, how many people are going to be here? As deer hunting started and teams kind of, you know, not going the way we wanted the season to go. And, you know, the student section hung in there and played a part, got that penalty, and had Nebraska kind of go back and back to help get off the field. So, you know, it's not always easy, and things aren't always as great as I think fans would hope. But this crew and the Wisconsin fans always stick in there and hung in there, and we're rewarded tonight with a 22nd straight season that we're going to be seeing postseason play for our Wisconsin Badgers.
Yeah, you're right. Shout out to the fans. Good crowd. Good, really good crowd here at Camp Randall tonight. And they got to
and all season, too.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, next year the home schedule is a rather attractive one. We'll use that word. Coaches might have a different opinion. When you got Alabama rolling in here. You got Oregon. You got Penn State. You got Minnesota coming here.
But Oregon.
These guys are going there.
What's going on? Oregon? They're in the conference, too.
Yeah,
things are going to get tougher. But
yeah.
Just to put a bow on this season and, you know, the home schedule, you felt like what a roller coaster. I can't believe the season, this home season is over already. Mm-hmm. And I just, man, I have to respect and tip the cap to this crew because – you've been in a lot of games, and you've seen the flow and kind of understood the mentality, and it really felt like the crater was hitting. And to bounce back and to do that, great resolve by that group in that locker room to find a way to win one tonight.
All right, that'll do it for us here in the booth for Mark Tauscher, Patrick Hurd, Mike Keller, and our engineer Dave McCann, as well as Aisha Jackson, stellar as always, back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. Again, your final score in overtime, Wisconsin 24, Nebraska 17. Stay with us. There is more to come as we'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. A cracked Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's Bumper to Bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Three, Allen stays in there. To the right of the quarterback, Mordecai gives it to Allen, up the middle, Braylon pushing to the two, to the one, to the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen!
Well, welcome back to the postgame show, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt inside a very quiet set, but if it was open, this place, like Camp Randall Stadium, would be rocking.
Oh, man, it would be a celebratory atmosphere. It would be a good time because as I was walking out by the students, Tim, I heard a cheer for beer. And I can only imagine that it's going to be a good celebration here in Madison, needing some good to end the home slate.
So here's how we do this deal. You can give us your thoughts at 414-799-1973. That is our text line. Also, you can hit us up on Twitter /X at Bill Schmidt Radio. I'm at Badger Postgame. I tweeted out at half. It's like looking in a mirror for these two teams. Mm-hmm. All the flaws that we have talked about that has held Wisconsin back, including injuries, was on full display for Nebraska tonight, too. And it was only fitting, and I think Tausch said this at the end of regulation, and I couldn't agree more. It's only fitting this game went to overtime between these two teams.
Yeah, totally. I think both teams are very similar, as you mentioned, but they're also in year one of coaching transitions, which I think both are going to work. I think both teams and both programs are in a good spot looking forward with these two guys. Now, we'll see which one ends up getting enough opportunity and a long enough leash to really be able to implement their program and get themselves to where they want their groups to be, because they're still a long way away from competing in the upper echelon of this conference. But you could see both sides playing with a sense of urgency to get to six wins, and more than anything, to snap some streaks, some losing streaks on both sides that were unforeseen when you started the month. Both of these teams, Tim, remember, when you started November, were having their eye towards the first weekend in December and trying to make themselves the Big Ten West champions, and neither were able to get themselves a win in the first 2 weeks. The Badgers able to snap that in a really, really good atmosphere here tonight.
And it's an old saying, but I'm going to drop it on you now. What a difference a week makes.
Absolutely,
I mean,
it does.
Last week there was so much drama, locker room stuff that happened afterwards. Coach Fickell talked about it, and we're going to play back some of his postgame press conference in a bit. He said the seniors needed it. The players needed it.
Mm-hmm.
We needed it, meaning the coaching staff. And you know what? Let's not forget about the fans. We needed this too. It's not where we wanted it to be, but you know what? I feel a lot better tonight than I did last week at this time.
Well, and expectations will determine, I think, a lot of times reactions to games like this. You probably left every expectation at home before fans came to Camp Randall here tonight. And at some point, Tim, it was going in a really negative direction.
When it was 14-0.
9 minutes in, it's 14-0.
We're like, here we go again. And this team, I was thinking in that moment, this team could completely unravel now.
Yeah.
And there were signs of it.
And the building could have as well.
Right.
Because you could tell that people were on the edge. They were
right.
Ready to let them have it. And there's a huge fourth down stop that gives you some momentum, gives some life back into the building. And then quickly, your offense takes over. Ride some of your youth that we've been waiting to emerge, and a couple of faces like Quincy Burroughs and Tucker Ashcraft, who we just haven't seen for a while, making some big plays for him tonight. So is it a win that they're going to put photos of down near the locker room? Probably not, but it's a great memory for everyone coming back and for those exiting the program
to have this one here tonight. And this can kind of take you through that feeling they're enjoying right now in the locker room, and they will at least here tonight. We'll take you through some of those dog days of the offseason to try to get back to night games in special environments like this.
Regardless of what happens next week in Minnesota, when you go back and look at this, you know, this season 10 years from now, seasons like this are lost.
Yes.
People rarely remember this. But what I'll remember from this season more than any other, and I saw it tonight, that the clear leader, and last week we talked about leadership on this team, leader of this team is Tanner Mordecai.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when you look at all the pieces they went out and got in the offseason, the biggest piece that they got was Tanner Mordecai. Because with everything that transpired, it took this guy who's seen a lot, been a lot, to put almost in a sense a calming influence, but at the same time, a guy that they're like, listen, this guy had a broken finger.
Mm-hmm.
He came back.
Yeah.
So we
got
to go in 3 weeks.
And came back with, you know, his future hanging in the balance is kind of in a dramatic way of putting it.
Well,
but you don't litter yourself with excitement and joy, positivity around your name going into the draft process if you have three touchdowns and three picks going forward. But you're exactly right. And it is rarely, I think, a player can have this kind of impact on a group in such a short time. But Tanner clearly has. And it makes it a lot easier to understand when, after the Illinois game, we're asking ourselves, and I think rightfully so, Badger fans alike, and that staff did, do we stick with Braden Locke? Is he our guy now going forward? It makes sense a little bit more than we've seen the last 3 weeks as to why they were ready to turn back to Tanner Mordecai as soon as he was ready to go.
You and I talked about this before he came on tonight. If they go and take care of business next week against Minnesota, they squeeze 7 wins out of this season. I don't think they get 7 wins out of the season if everything stayed the same if Tanner Mordecai is not the quarterback of this team.
Yeah.
And this is nothing against the other guys playing the same position, but you played at a high level as well. Leadership, regardless of on what side of the ball you're on, it's so, so different, isn't it?
Yeah, and also just the experience that he's had on the field and experience in at least a very similar offense. I've gotten a chance to interview Tanner with a couple of different groups a couple of different times this year, and whoever asks it in the, well, how difficult is it to pick up a new system, told us this week, he's like, well, I've had 3 different offenses every single year that I've been a starter.
That's crazy.
At that point, one, I think it's a positive for him going forward into his next chapter, because you got to be a smart guy to be on a 53, but also to have somebody who's confident enough in what he's seen and what he knows in the offense. It you would have liked it to obviously translate with more productivity on the field. There's a big gap in there with 3 weeks where, without practice,
mm-hmm.
without game reps, who knows? Maybe Quincy Burroughs emerging a little bit more as one of his favorite targets earlier on here. You see even more numbers from Will Pauling if he's still in here. So there are positives from this game all told into the season, but this is just it's a great taste to have in your mouth going into next week. Cards can be on the table for one thing, and hopefully to be able to get that axe back inside that locker room.
We'll come back on the other side. We'll run down some numbers from the first half. We hope to go inside the locker room with Mike Heller tonight, too. Love to get your thoughts, Badger fans. If you're up late with us, hit us up at 414-799-1973. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers continues in a moment. The Badgers in overtime tonight. Knock off Nebraska by a score of, the Freedom Trophy, baby.
It's back.
It stays here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Freedom!
That's right. 24-17, the Badgers win in overtime tonight. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
71 yards. I guess he's okay.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
And welcome back tonight. Our postgame show continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt live from the set tonight. Lots of Badger fans are much happier than they were a week ago. Badgers winning tonight, 24-17. Chuck in Fitchburg says down 14-0, 6 minutes into the game. Who would have thought we'd only give up three more and score 24 to win? Not me. Come back for the ages. Fickle age. That from Chuck in Fitchburg. By the way, Tausch alluded to it down the stretch, getting blistered a bit on social media. Strange set of coaching decisions made by Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
Timeouts, let the clock run. I was kind of scratching my head a bit, that whole scenario as it played out. How about you?
A little bit. It seemed pretty evident that he was ready to go to overtime, and I don't quite know why. They had finally started moving the ball for the first time all game, and there's maybe at the 150 mark, I think, somebody could correct me on the text line, and I imagine they will, but that's when Wisconsin took a timeout, and I was a little bit confused as to that timing, but it ended up being a good one. They needed a breather. They needed to regroup and take a 30, give themselves a quick second, slow the momentum, slow the pace down, and reset, and then were able to get off the field. But, yeah, Rhule really ended that set. And the other interesting one, which didn't end up costing them any points, was some confusion that I had with the Badgers' clock management going in at the end of the first half. You remember, Fickell takes the timeout on the 4th and 1, maybe 4th and 2 around the 20-yard line.
Yep, you're right.
You could have drained that play clock down 40 seconds, then you take the timeout, decide what you're going to do. Still have two timeouts, even after you take the timeout, and if you're going to kick it, you just drained 40 seconds off their ability to go down and get into range. And if you want to end up going for it, you still have plenty of time and resources to be able to go for the touchdown. So I was a little head-scratching there, but both sides did it, and as we started out the show with, these two teams are quite similar, and it is pretty apropos how the game went tonight, showcasing just how similar they are.
You know, it's interesting. In the previous weeks, we've talked about how games perhaps were lost. The tide was turned in the first quarter, not the Badgers' way, but to their opponent on that given night. Tonight, you can look back and you can say maybe this game, maybe not won because you were down 14-0 and you didn't get points out of this, but momentum shifted. I want to go back to Nebraska's third possession of the ball game. They're already up 14-0.
Yep, on two.
And let's be honest,
plays.
On those first two drives, the defense seemed disinterested.
Sure.
I mean, disinterested. What we'd seen the past weeks, right? So they have a 3rd-and-13 at the 8. Their own 8, Nebraska. They get called for a roughing the passer that keeps the drive alive. But facing a 4th-and-1 at the 33, C.J. Getz has a stop, and that stopped Nebraska's momentum, and the Badgers really didn't look back after that.
No, and you mentioned those first two drives, the defense not responding early. I know there were some people out for Hunter Waller on the Purdy touchdown run. I think he just baited him and was drawn well enough away by 84, the wide receiver. But, I mean, those are two huge plays. Missed tackle on the reception. You talked to Ricardo Holman.
Didn't wrap up. Just lowered his shoulder
on. He went in for the big hit. It seemed like kind of stumbled, stopped short, didn't make any kind of contact that he was anticipating doing. But other than that, you were able to go to the sideline because we do always focus more on the negative side of it, and it's much easier to. But you can go to the sideline as the Badgers defense and say, they've gotten two big plays on us.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Yep.
They've gotten two big plays on us. They have not driven the field on us yet. And when you make a play like that, you prove yourself right to prove to yourself the next time you go over to the bench and say, fellas, they still can't drive it on us. And that's where a little bit of that positive momentum can start flowing and really give the rest of the group and then start giving a little bit of that confidence to the offense to say, go get us back into this football game. And one drive later, they were.
You know what's weird is when your 78-year-old father texts you a lot with emojis. And so when Purdy ripped off that 55-yard run, here's the text I got from my 78-year-old father in northern Wisconsin. Nebraska is Purdy good.
Oh, there we go.
There
That's
go.
Pretty good dad joke.
Nothing missing there is.
Proud of you there. That's fantastic. No, yeah. I mean, he was impressive.
Yeah, but you know what his next text was when it was 14-0? He said, looks like rodeo by halftime. Meaning he was going to switch the channel.
There were plenty.
But he did hang in until the end. He sent me a text after they won it overtime.
Well, and you know what? Your pops ain't the only one, boss, because there were, I could already tell, there were many people that were looking at their phones 9 minutes in, down 14-0, saying, all right, if we leave around halftime, we could be home at this time. And I imagine many kids in the student section were thinking the same thing. Tria needs something to go right. And the fourth down stop that you mentioned gave the fans a little bit of life to believe and hang with them. And that student section hung with them all night long. Generally, there's a mass exodus after the third quarter. There wasn't there tonight. That thing stayed packed all the way through overtime.
What a difference a week makes, too. I told this story last week that when I left at about the 9 minute mark, I almost got run over from the mass exodus from the stadium.
You
not
hit the
tonight.
Traffic. No.
Not tonight. Not tonight. Ray in Springfield hits us up. Springfield, Illinois, in the talk and text line at 414-799-1973. Says, Tim and Billy, this is a big win for this team. This team showed tonight what they're made of, coming back from a terrible start to pull out a victory. This is the kind of win that could pay dividends down the road in future seasons.
I do believe that, and it's not a win that you're going to hear a bunch of highlights played from for the rest of time. But for the guys that are in that locker room, the ones that are going to be here next year, and that staff as well who has just busted their backsides for the better part of the last year to try to get some positivity going in this final month and a half. Luke Fickell talked about finishing, closing. That was one of his biggest points of emphasis when he talked to LePe at that introductory, you know, meet and greet, press conference, interview on those big comfy chairs that they were talking about. He talked about finishing games in the fourth quarter, finishing games late into the season, and to be able to at least put one pelt on the wall, it be at home in front of that crowd, and, you know, for a trophy game. And those seniors, too, I get it. Again, Has it been a legendary run?
No.
No. But for all that they have gone through for the last four or five, some of them 6 years in this program, you mentioned C.J. Getz, six years in this program, a Wisconsin kid, played at CMH, from Muskego. That's a pretty special night that they're all having here tonight, and I'm happy for them.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go inside the locker room when we come back. Plus, Billy, we need our energizing performance of the game. We would love to hear from you as well at 414-799-1973. As Mr. Rourke used to say on Fantasy Island, this is my old guy line.
I was a big fan of that show.
Smiles. Smiles, everyone. Badgers win tonight, 17-14. Or not? I'm sorry, not 17-14, 24-17. It took overtime, but a win is a win, baby. Stay with us. The local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. And this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? Look no further than FS Seed. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Your local agronomy expert is ready to take your farm and yields to the next level. Ready to change the game with bin-busting yields at harvest? Reach out to your local FS Seed retailer or visit fsseed.com.
Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin! Jim Leonard brings it all the way back!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Takes the handoff to Jackson Aker, drifting back to throw. Left side Breaker got it wide open. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Mordecai to Jackson Aker as the Badgers are back in the fight.
Matt LePay, of course, on the Badger Radio Network. Great throw, great catch by a great play call, as we were talking about with that pulled from Phil Longo.
You know what? And sometimes you get the right call against the right defensive call. Yes. And Nebraska drops a defensive tackle into coverage. Mordecai's ball right over his leaping outstretched arms. I can only imagine number 9 thought he was way up in the air, just over the phone book, but just not enough to be able to get a hand on that one as Aker streaks in for the touchdown.
Final numbers on Tanner tonight through the air, 18 of 28 for 160, and that touchdown you heard there. Did a lot with his feet tonight. 9 rushes for 60 yards, but some losses in there, so a net of 51. Let's go back across the street inside the locker room at Camp Randall tonight. Mike Heller standing by with a Badger quarterback.
Tanner, let me take you to the end, because it is kind of it symbolizes what you guys did this week, that overtime, you're 3rd and 9 early, Vinny Anthony, you're 3rd and 10, you get a long run, and you had a decision to make on a sideline on the fourth down. Walk me through the offensive possession of overtime.
Like you said, 3rd down and long, and ran the draw. Guys up front blocked it well, and then really gutsy call. Super happy Coach Fick, let's go for it on 4th. And, our O-line and Braylon did the rest pretty much.
This game kind of surrounds 4th downs, because your defense got a stop after you were down 14-0 on a 4th down.
Yeah.
And you guys, complimentary football, turned that 4th down stop into a touchdown drive.
Yep, I mean, that's complimentary football. That's what we're striving to do, is help each other out on offense, defense, and special teams. So, yeah, it's a good win.
Talk to me about two really tough guys tonight. Will Pauling made some great catches, great throws, but great catches on the back end of it. And then Braylon, who a lot of us thought maybe wouldn't go at all, he went, and he was a huge part of it.
Yeah, like you said, Will, he stepped up big whenever when it was time to step up. Really proud of him. And Braylon, obviously, didn't know if he was going to play, but he felt good in warm-ups. So, proud of him battling through an injury. That's not easy. So he had a great day.
That 4th down pickup that you talk about, the gutsy call, you end up giving it to him. Tell me what you see, what your eyes see on that conversion.
I mean, 4th down and short, with our big boys and Braylon, it's pretty much their will versus our will. And so I take my guys every day.
And to juxtapose that, twice in the 3rd and 4th quarter, you had 4th down from their 33. So it makes it even a little bit more gutsier.
Yeah. We didn't convert all the 4th downs that we wanted to, but that's part of it. Defense makes plays sometimes.
Tanner, let me finish with this. This conversation we had a week ago was greatly different, and Coach Fickell called it the most challenging situation he's faced. I imagine it's up there with you, too.
Yeah.
Tell me how this feels so much different.
Last week when we were talking, we just got our butts handed to us. And this week, obviously, we finished. We did the things that we preached other than start fast. Super proud of the guys. Winning a game in OT, that's why you play the game.
Tanner, enjoy this one. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Much Mike Heller and Tanner Mordecai following the game tonight. Billy, when highlights are shown of this game, on social media and on television, that type of stuff, they're going to highlight the 4th and 1 and eventual touchdown from Braylon. But you look back on that final drive in overtime for the Badgers that propelled them to this win tonight. They had 3rd and 10 at the 14.
Mm-hmm.
And Tanner scrambles for 9 and forces the 4th and 1 that Luke made the decision to go for. But if Tanner doesn't scramble for that 9, then you're kicking 3. It might be a different game.
Oh, totally. And you know what? I'll tell you this, boss. We still could be playing right now if that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Because it changes up the entire way Nebraska approaches their offensive set. That's why you defer when you win the toss here in the collegiate overtime. And it was a massive play. Braylon Allen maybe gets away with a little bit of swinging that foot on up and a blitz pickup. But he stuck his nose in there, and when you needed a sacrificial lamb, ended up being that guy. I'll also point to another one of Tanner's runs, which was an electrifying moment just into the 4th quarter. A drive that ends up not resulting in points. It stalls out on a 4th and 1 that you don't convert. He talked about the ones that they didn't get tonight they would have liked. It's a 3rd and 3 right around midfield. Mm-hmm. Tanner scrambles for 5. Looks over to both sides to see the 1st down marker, and gives an emphatic first down signal.
He had to look first.
Wanted to make sure,
sure
he had. He wasn't going to be on not top 10 for that one, but that had to have been a great moment for him, and the crowd let him hear it right after the celly.
Now it's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Gutsy effort tonight from Braylon Allen, a guy that was questionable coming in. You've got, you know, you got Tanner Mordecai you could look at. What do you think?
I'd give it to Mordecai, not only for those runs on the ground that we talked about, picking up some first downs, but a couple of big-time deliveries. Will Pauling especially, he could have qualified for this, but I imagine there's something that we can honor him with later on, with eight catches and a couple of big physical ones at the point. He was standing and delivering.
He's a guy that, when you look back at this game tonight, he will be lost. But he had a huge factor, huge impact in this game tonight.
They don't win this game without Will Pauling. And, I mean, it's crazy to think of what they would be on offense this year,
you know,
without Will Pauling.
Oh, this is a great point.
How underrated and how just under the radar is probably the better way of putting it. Some of his numbers are. I heard Matt and Tausch alluding to it on the broadcast, and I didn't write it down, probably should have, but that would have been a radio professional thing to do. He's right up there with, you know, Nick Toon and Lee Evans on receptions in a single season.
That's crazy.